she brings to you intuitive wisdom and compassionate understanding to help you turn your energy into manifesting your greatest good. Her work is sought out by clients internationally. Here live from the Dr. Pat Network is your host of It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield.
Hi, and welcome to It's a New Day. I'm Dawn Marie. Benny, how was your weekend?
Fantabulous.
Yes,
got
I can see
a lot accomplished, yes. And congratulations to my friend Eric and Rachel for getting married, actually.
Oh, lovely.
Yep, I DJed their wedding out in Snohomish. Beautiful sun setting. It was actually his parents' house, and it was literally picturesque. They had a little lake down in the corner.
Aww.
They had a little red barn up in the side. Actually, I have a... I got to show you at the break, but you know the old painting of the old farmer and his wife standing in front of the...
For the Puyallup Fair.
Right, exactly. But it's like not from the Puyallup. It's an old painting,
right,
though, from way back. Anyways, with the pitchfork and the shovel.
Right.
They did the very same thing. The photographer saw like a photo opportunity and went with it. So I've got one on my phone. So remind me to show you.
Okay.
But congratulations to my friend Eric and Rachel.
Well, and congratulations to you for DJing it.
Oh, it was a good time. I had a blast.
Weddings are just heart-centered, aren't they?
I know, right?
I mean, does everybody just not have a joyous time?
It was.
That was great. Well, I had a fantastic weekend. Very healing. Did a lot of sacred work. Went to Jonathan Edwards on Friday night.
Oh, how was it?
Well, do you want my good version or my bad version?
Oh, if you've got two versions, let's take a vote. Let's start with the bad first, actually.
Well, the bad version is that I actually left. I know. I had to get up
during
and leave.
During a Jonathan Edwards event.
I did.
It's kind of surprising.
I know.
Okay.
It was interesting. You know, when I go to events, I often just sit and I'm not going there to, you know, talk to my loved ones. I get to talk to my loved ones all the time. So I love to go and watch the energy of how the people work and how the energy gets synchronized in the room. I didn't feel the love and compassion.
Aww.
I felt a lot of sorrow around the people in the room, and I didn't feel the love and compassion, not even from Jonathan himself.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, was it too
It
maybe
could have been
mainstream?
That he was tired. It was mainstream, very argumentative at times.
Oh,
I was really confused, and I thought, okay, this is a... I was able to hold the energy for about an hour and a half.
And it's usually a little bit longer of an event then.
Yeah, it actually ran over because he had brought someone else on the stage as well. And there probably was about, it was a sold out show. I mean, we had tickets for a year. I want to thank the Smith family for making it happen for me to go. And they were kind of, I think, shocked that I walked out as well. And I just thought, you know, I'm in this, I'm listening to the people standing up and talking and how deeply respectful and how the yearning that they wanted the message to know that their loved one, you know, had made it safely and that they are still very much with us, which they are. And I just didn't feel the love and compassion.
Did he even start out at one point? Like, you know, he kind of grasped you in a sense and then kind of just from the get-go.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. When I went and saw James Van Prague, oh gosh, several years ago.
He's amazing though.
He centers the room and he lovingly brings everybody in the heart. And it's just a different feel. I mean, different, you know, Jonathan Edwards is a good teacher for me because often when I go and I watch other people, I like to see the mirror, and so it just gently, what he gave me, what I was disappointed in, was that I didn't feel the love, but then perhaps I wasn't putting enough of my own love out, so it was a good mirror for me all the way around, but to sit in a room, you know, with 400 people, and for me to listen to people get readings was really intense.
So could I ask the proverbial question on, like, did you have a bad day starting or going into the
room? No, and I had no expectation.
Because that could happen. You know, that could have some influence, though, right?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Right. And, you know, I had no expectation of what I was going to be receiving. I just thought it was interesting the way he worked. I love different people's styles of working. And I love it when people would say something, he'd go, no, that's not it. And I'm thinking,
really?
Yeah. I was like, what? What?
So
he wanted them to give him the answer that he wanted.
Right.
And not listen to what they had to say.
Huh.
That's what really threw me off.
Now, see, I'm not too familiar with him. I've seen John Holland and him and his work. He's
yeah, no,
done
I've
fabulous.
Never seen John Holland work, but I hear he's really good. So I'll have to catch him. And
he was amazing
know.
Last when I saw him.
Yeah,
but the Jonathan Edwards is presuming he was the one that had the TV show.
Yeah, Crossing Over.
Yeah, Crossing Over. Uh-huh. John Edwards a while back, yeah. And a lot of that stuff. Maybe because it's for TV, it's pre-produced.
Well,
it's understandable.
It is, yeah, but I mean, he still works the audience, and he does a really good job. The way he moves around, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but he sets the stage for what he's looking for. Unlike James Van Prague. James Van Prague gets into clear details, you know, and Jonathan Edwards sets the stage so you could, you don't know. I mean, at one point I'm thinking he could be talking about my family,
sure.
You know. So, and then he explains how that all works because we all are conscious energy. So he did take the time to explain that, which was very lovely. He's very gracious on the stage, but it was just, I think the energy that I could have also been enduring is because people go there with such a great power of hope.
Okay.
You know, they go with hope in their hearts and hope that maybe, you know, I'm going to spend $150 in hopes that I might get a message from my loved one.
That's how much they are going for
yeah,
these days.
And I thought, wow, you know, I mean, because we all do
penny.
Love message from our loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk a little bit about how you can get messages from your loved ones without spending $150. Although, God bless us, we all have to make a living at this. But
sure.
You could see the hope, and even the people that got up, they were just so grateful for anything that he gave them. So on that note, it was really positive. It was just, you know, my personal, you know, what I was feeling, and I didn't really feel the love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was good.
Okay.
And then I spent the rest of the weekend doing sacred ceremony and really getting a lot of great messages. And we are going to open up the phone line today, but I'm not going to be taking phones the next couple of shows because I have got some really incredible guests coming up. And especially next week. And so I am going to tell everybody, if you haven't downloaded on my podcast, go to my website, dawnsvision.com, and do it, because if you don't get a chance to listen to my next week's show, you're going to want to listen to it at your leisure. I'm actually going to have Mitch Bartros on my show next week. And Mitch is the creator of Earth Changes Media. And you can go to earthchangesmedia.com. And you're going to want to do this because you're going to want to read these before I have them on my show. And I'm going to tell you what it is that you're going to be learning about. It's earthchangesmedia.com. And he's also been, you know, the author of several books, which I'll fill you in on him a little more next week. But he's recently released and met with the Mayan elder Carlos Barrios. And the Mayans have released the prophecies for 2009. We're going to want to know these prophecies. And a lot of the Mayan prophecies have to do with the earth changes. And I don't know if anybody's been watching the news, but today we're going to send a love out to China. A typhoon hit them. A mudslide that engulfed the entire mountain village in Taiwan. 600 people are still missing, and 1 million people had to flee for safety. I looked at the videos. I was watching, and I was like, oh, I just sent them mass amounts of love. God bless them. Also, yesterday, we had an earthquake in Japan that was 7.1. So I'm going to do a direct quote because Mitch released a statement right last night, and he said the 7.1 magnitude earthquake near Japan was large, but not one of the predicted Mayan, but predicted by the Mayan elders. So a lot of the changes that are coming through earth changes that the elders have predicted. And a lot of that includes the Pacific Northwest. So you are going to want to be aware and tune in. And some of this might scare people, but these prophecies are not to scare us. They're literally to get us prepared. So I'm actually really excited about some of the changes and the events that are coming, and I want to be prepared myself. So, and one of the things that Mitch had quoted is that, although the earthquake just missed Tokyo by just 200 miles, no tsunami was created. But he suggested that this was just another wake-up call perhaps to get our attention. Well, it got my attention. So we're going to have Mitch on next week, and we're going to be talking about the 2009 release of the Mayan Prophecies. This is going to be a great show, and we're going to be packing a lot of information into it. So we won't be taking any calls during that show because we're not going to want interruptions. And so you're going to want to download my podcast. Again, you can go to my website, dawnsvision.com, and you can podcast it if you're not going to be able to listen to it live. Or you can go, better yet, well, you can still, better is good if you download my podcast, but you can go to Earth Changes Media. There is a $25 fee for this next week only. So he's reduced his subscription fee by half for people on this. And you can pay this, and he will send you the 2009 Mayan Prophecies by Elder Carlos Barrios. And you really do want to get those. They're really, I mean, the fact that these have been released is really just a great thing. So, and we're going to be talking about them here next Monday. Today, I am going to open up the phone lines. I brought my tarot cards, and I'm going to play with my psychic energy today because I've been in sacred ceremony all weekend. And, well, I had a little message on the way here today. And the message was to open up the phone lines and see if there's anybody out there. And I brought my tarot cards. If you would like to turn your energy, if you would like to find something that's frustrating you and turn it into gold today. And if you dare to do that, dare to talk to me on that, well, then give me a call. The number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I'll flip a card for you and we'll talk about what shadow energy might be frustrating you so that we can get you to love it. Because that's what we do here. We turn energy on It's a New Day. And loving our shadow side is a big part of it. So stay tuned. I'll be right back after this quick break.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666. 323-1666.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Richway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc. and check out this amazing skincare line.
Are you feeling a little lost? powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current-day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to It's a New Day, and the phones are ringing off the hook. Benny's just the man here, so we're going to go right to this first caller.
All right, we'd love to. Let's start with Kimberly. She had an interesting story I'd like to bring on board. Let me go and clear that out. And Moving over here, Kimberly from Bellevue, she's having some problems dealing with paper. Now, I had to ask her a little more in detail what this implied, and she's talking about, you know, like expense reports. I know taxes are done with, but, you know, before you know it, they're right around the corner again.
Right.
So let's see what Kimberly has to say and see if you can help her out. Kimberly. Kimberly.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for having me here.
So you're ready to deal with this?
Me.
Are you ready to find the shadow side in this?
Absolutely. I want to put the light on it so it's no longer shadowed over.
Wonderful. So what's going on?
You know, there's a lot of paper involved with what I do, and it seems like the two issues I don't like to do is filing and filling out the expense reports, and it's come to a point where you would think that I would want to go after it. It's my own money that's due back to me, but I just seem to do anything I can to put it off, and I want to put an end to it. What's causing that to happen, and how to change it?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, because I'll tell you, Kimberly, I have that difficulty myself sometimes. Let's pull a card and see where they're going to take you, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, so I want you to say when.
When.
Good. Okay. Lovely. This is all within your control, okay? Everything, this is great, because you don't have a master coming in. You actually have the compromise card coming in, all right? And so I'm going to give you my intuitive hit with the compromise card that's directed just for you, all right?
Okay.
So the paperwork and the details, that's mindful work. And you love being in your heartfelt work. So the creative side of you is clearly wide open, but it's the going back and crossing into the mindful work and doing the details. There's some part of you that may feel a little fearful that you're not going to be able to slip back into the creative work. Is this making sense?
Okay, kind of, maybe.
Okay, so here's one of the things that you can do. Because of the details, all right? And I get that you are detail-oriented, but you like to take control as to where you put the detail orientation energy. So
you're right.
Yeah. So one of the things that you can do is play with yourself on this energy, because actually you're very good at it. So it's not that you're not good at it, Kimberly. It's that you procrastinate because you know it's something that you have to do, and it's not necessarily something of freedom of choice that you want to do. But at the same time, it takes a lot of your energy when it's sitting there and you're having to look at it. Is this making sense?
Definitely.
Okay, so just imagine if you compromised with yourself and you gave yourself just a small gift and said, I'm going to do just 5 minutes of this today. And I'm going to do 5 minutes of filing just to see for fun how creative and how fast I can get it done. Because I know it's not going to take you very long once you sink your teeth into it. But you're letting it build up on you now, so it's like plaguing you every day. And it's actually creating a block for you, even in your creativity. Does that make sense?
I would. Absolutely.
So the only reason why it's creating a block is because now it's looking like a chore, when actually your creative self can still play with it and get it done rather quickly. So it's kind of like, can you let the mindful self come back out and play? Because we can let our mindful self play. and not be so wet and I really don't want to do this. You know that feeling?
Yeah. I'm staring at it today.
Yeah, exactly. So allow yourself to just, you know, intuitively pick where you want to start. Doesn't have to start from the beginning, doesn't have to start from the end. Just creatively pick what you want to do and put a small little dent in it. Then sit back and see how you feel and see if you don't have a little smile on your face. Because your mindful self's going to kick in as soon as you give it permission, but you stopped it a little bit.
Right.
And in stopping your mindful self, you're stopping other creative aspects. So watch what happens. Even when you're filing, here's the greatest gift. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're going to come across something that you're going to file that's going to trigger your creative memory into the next thing you do when you get done filing. And there's the gift. So,
yeah.
So when we allow ourselves to go in and take control, you can take control of your energy and how you want to think about filing, how you want to think about it. And you can become creative with it even in just 5 minutes. So can you do that?
Absolutely.
I think you can. I don't know. Benny, can you hear she can do
I'm
that?
I'm on board with it too, sister.
I think you can. So there you go. So it's compromise with yourself and balancing, you know, all aspects of yourself. And I'm not saying that this is something that you're going to learn to love right now, but you're going to feel a release that is going to be your greatest gift. And it's going to trigger and bring you another message.
Great. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for calling. Have a wonderful day.
You as well.
All right.
Cool.
So
think
we
it worked
have,
out all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she can do it. I really
she
do.
Can too.
Yeah.
There's trying in there.
She had great. She goes, I can do that. I'm like, yes, you can.
A little engine that could.
I know. I love it. Okay, so who else do we have?
All right, let's go with Sandy. She's calling in from Seattle. She wants to know when her life is going to unstick. She's currently raising a teen. She wants to move forward, maybe a little more cha-ching in the life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what we can help Sandy, okay?
All right.
Sandy.
Hi.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for calling. So, so what's going on?
Well, my life is just kind of stuck. I feel like I'm at the end of a 7-year cycle, but I'm raising a teen.
Uh-huh.
He's 17. He's got one more year of high school and then plans to go to college. That's something that I'm kind of wondering if that's going to change. He thinks he's going to move out when he's 18. You know how they are at 17. And it makes my life difficult to move forward in relationships. I haven't been in a relationship for over 7 years. And then the other thing is financially, I'm just starting to write books, and I'm just wondering what you get on that. Because I really feel stuck, and I find myself organizing and reorganizing and organizing and I'm unsettled. I don't know which way I'm going.
Okay.
I am frustrated.
Okay, I can feel that. I can feel that.
And yes.
I'm sure that all those healers out there that are listening can feel it for you, too. So I'm going to ask everybody to send a little love to Sandy while we're doing this.
Thank you.
So one of the things that I'm going to do is I'm going to have you say when, and I want to pull a card, even though I pretty much have it.
Okay.
I love how the universe works with me, and the cards, you know, really validate where you're at as well. So say when you're ready.
When.
Okay, good. Wow. All right. So what you pulled is you pulled a jack, and it's known as the Jack of Wands in a traditional card, but Osho Zen is the deck of my choice that travels with me, so that's the one I always use. It's the intensity card. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, can
okay.
you relate to that word?
Yes, I can.
Okay, what's funny is, unlike my previous caller, I'm going to go just the opposite extreme with you, and I'm going to tell you you're too much in your mindful self, and you're not enough in your creative, soulful self. All right.
Okay.
And that's what's creating that fiery intellect, that intensity. All right. So
okay.
I think your wish list is really good. I just want to tell you that. So
okay.
I want you to hold on. And I definitely, definitely am thrilled to hear that you're getting into writing, because once you give yourself permission to start, and it looks like there's a little I'm ready, but so.
Yes.
Okay, so you're holding back just a little bit. It's almost like you're afraid of your creative self, your soulful self. And, you know, I want to talk about your son really quick, okay? Your son is a very independent young man. He's got a good soul. He's very wise, and he's going to learn his lessons the way he wants to learn them. You've done your job, and you've done a really good job. So he may take some time off, but he will go back to school. But he's going to figure this out on his own. He can't wait to be that free adult.
Yes, yes.
All right. So trust that his journey is now calling him, okay? So you're doing everything that you can. No worries there. The relationship that you refer to, because, yeah, I don't think that you're stuck. I think that you've been taking care of business for 7 years. And when we take care of business, we have a tendency to prioritize what's most important for us in our lives. And for the last 7 years, I think the thing that's been priority for you is, one, your son, and working and taking care of business. But what's shifting for you now, Sandy, is your they really want you to give yourself permission to really step into your creative, soulful self. To do that... since we're so much in intensity, I'm checking in on your energy even as I speak. Where you've prepared yourself to write is not going to work in your house.
Oh, is that right?
You cannot have your back to a door.
Okay.
So
write this down.
So where you're wanting to get into it, and it looks like you're gently, you know, strategically placing things in your house. It's like you're getting yourself almost unconsciously ready
to move, I think.
Yeah.
I want to get out of there.
Yeah. So you're unconsciously getting yourself ready. And so you're wanting to move. I think that's actually a great thing.
Right.
So that's coming from your creative, soulful self. When you start feeling desires and you know that change is coming, because I see by October, November, you really getting into your creative, soulful self. So what you're starting to feel, and I want you to learn to love it, because everything that you have learned in the last 7 years in your mindful self, you've mastered.
Oh, that's good to hear.
And now it's time to step into the creative, soulful self. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And
now,
so you're
wondering...
going through a little bit of a deathly shift. So don't be upset with that. Honor it. Let it happen. Call it in. And any changes that are coming, they're going to come naturally if you're in your creative, soulful self.
Okay,
if you're listening to your heart.
Okay, now what about a move to San Francisco when he's 18 and allowing him to... with his father, which he wouldn't like to do.
He's not going to do that.
He won't?
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
So I need to keep a two-bedroom just to make sure
he can sleep on your couch. He can sleep on your couch. For you, he's going to be okay. He's going to do his independent. Your focus is to now start paying attention, because when you shift into your creative, soulful self, you're going to give him permission to do it too. All right?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Thank you for calling, and God bless you on this. This is really a good one. Okay.
Thanks.
We're going to take a short break. We will be right back. You're listening to It's a New Day. If you'd like to call in, the number's 1-800-930-2819. We're flipping cards to help you see your shadow side today. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. if you choose to order it online. Click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc., and check out this amazing skincare line.
It's a New Day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Ridgeway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's a New Day. I'm Dawn Marie. And we're taking calls in for people who dare to look at a shadow self and pull a card with me today. See if we can put a little light and love into your life. That's what it's kind of all about here at times. So give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Benny, let's go to the next caller.
It almost sounded like you had like a dare for everybody, like a double
dare you to call in. I think people want to see their shadow selves. We're going to gently walk them through it.
All right. Kathleen from Shoreline, she's currently in a legal matter that needs to be taken care of with her house. So let's see if we can help her out. Kathleen.
Hi, Dawn. Thank you for your service.
Hey, thanks for calling, Kathleen. What's going on?
Well, I'm in process of trying to rescue my home from a foreclosure action, and I have a lot of career changes and trying to connect with family and start a new business, and it all is pinpointed on my ability to save my house. So I'm wondering what the cards have to say about this. I'm feeling blocked, and I'm feeling scared.
Yeah.
Although I know that I have to be vigilant and just keep plodding through all of the red tape and legal jargon. I guess I'm looking for some inspiration and encouragement.
Great. Okay. Well, what I want you to do is let's see what your card is, all right? Because
okay.
I can, even in your vibration, Kathleen, I can feel all that energy. So that energy, even in your vibration, is kind of going out into the world. So let's see if we can't find the source of where that block is. So I want you to say when.
When.
Okay. This is hitting you on an emotional level, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really taking its toll on you. And this is old stuff, and you're forgetting something in the process because the card you pulled is clinging to the past. All right? So in Osho, that's called the clinging to the past card, but if you wanted to look it up in a regular generic deck, it would be the Five of Cups. Okay?
Oh.
So one of the things that I'm going to tell you is because you said two very, very important things. I see a lot of endings and I see a lot of new things starting, and you put it all conditioned on one thing. And that one thing is your house.
Okay.
And that's a lot of pressure. And you included family in this and legal process. So you've got a lot of energy coming at you. You know, the legal is going to hit you at one direction. Your family's going to hit you at another. Your career's going to hit you at another. Where are you in the process? We forgot about you. Where are you, Kathleen? You're pleasing everybody, and this is something that is a part of you, but they're saying one of the things about the Five of Cups, and I love this, and maybe you will understand this analogy, is you must give yourself permission to remember you in all of this process. Your joy, your happiness, what you're going to create is what we need. So if you're dampened, you know, and your spirits get dampened and you get scared and the pressure's huge, mm-hmm. where's your joy? It's getting hard to find it. Where is it? Where's yourself? So one of the things that you can do, because in a five, we must always remember that there are directions all around us, Kathleen. They come from the east, the north, the west, and the south.
Okay.
You must remember you in the center. That when you're at a crossroads, you must remember that you're pulling in the mindfulness and the creative soulfulness that you want to receive. You're the catalyst. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Okay, so if we go to the east, I'm seeing pressure. And if we go to the north, I'm seeing fear. If we go to the south, I'm seeing forgetfulness and exhaustion around you. And when I go to the west, I see carefreeness and I see agility. So you've got a lot of energies coming at you focused on the west, and bring them in and start changing the directions.
Carefree agility?
Yeah, carefree is really a core of who you are. It's like I go to your little child, and mm-hmm. she just loved to play and skip and run and jump and create, and very, very creative, very colorful, very a lot of beauty around you. But I
think that's the problem, is I am a very creative person, and all of this legal work is so left-brained. Your earlier caller, I mean, that call really hit home for me about mindfulness versus creativity.
Yeah.
And I'm just inundated with the left-brain mindfulness, and I do. It's like I'm so exhausted by the time I get to play that I'm too tired to play. And
right. So one of the things that you can do for yourself, Kathleen, is remember you in the process. That you have the freedom to choose when's enough, how much you can do, you know. You can shift this. They're telling me very, very clearly that you understand what I'm saying, and that you have the power to love yourself enough to shift this energy, because everything's going to be divine. But a lot of it's going to get down to your time management. And, you know, if you don't have time for family, then family's got to take a back seat for a second, because you're going to get back to them, because family's going to suffer if you're suffering. If you're not in your joyfulness, nothing you're going to do is going to be in it.
Right.
You're getting that. So that mindfulness is really taking over on you. And the universe is trying to show you, they're giving you a great gift here. They're showing you that you definitely can balance this and let go. Let go. Literally, I mean, that emotional is like, I am okay, and I am doing the very best I can today, and by gosh, I'm taking 10 minutes out for myself, because I deserve it.
Well, I do deserve it. If I let up for 1 minute, they'll snatch it from me. That's the fear.
Who's they'll?
I have to be remain diligent and
vigilant. Whoa. Whoa, stop. Who's they'll? Who are they?
They are the people that want to get my house, and they can't have it.
Great. So then you've already made up your mind.
I have. You're right.
You just turned it right there. And they can't have it. Yes, sister, that's exactly what I want to hear today. Because you're not willing to allow that to happen. And that is a creative, soulful feeling.
Yes, it is. Soulful.
That's not mindful. That's soulful. I felt it. So, so they are just little creatures from another planet that don't understand your soulful self. And you can turn this. You know, one of the things that I do when I get really fearful, Kathleen, and you know, we're all human, so I definitely feel it myself sometimes, is I send love to the fear.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's really magical. And you can send love to all of theys. And they'll get it. And all of a sudden, they'll just forget about you for a while.
Well, that would be really helpful.
And that's the amazing thing about love is they'll see it and they'll go, oh. And all of a sudden, your file will get lost and they won't be able to find you and you'll get things in order and things are going to come together.
Oh, that's what I need to happen.
Yes. So allow yourself to become really more in your creative, soulful self, and, you know, honor that the past, and because this is a repeat journey of the past for you. You've been to this place before. You have experienced this and you've walked through it and you saw the victory. And I just want to gently remind you that in order for you to have a victory, you must remember yourself.
Thank you.
Your loving, loving self. And gosh darn it, they're not going to get it. I'm with you on that. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Dawn.
God bless. All right. So do we have time for another one, or are we going to take a short break?
I think we're going to run off to a quick break.
We're going to run off to a quick break because Benny's the man. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, and I am here with Becky Miller from Kent, who is another successful client of Positive Changes. Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again when you stop dieting? Well, Becky decided to quit dieting and make a lasting lifestyle change with the help of Positive Changes Hypnosis. Becky, tell us how much weight you lost.
I've lost 65 pounds.
Tell us how Positive Changes is different than a diet.
I used to be out of control with my eating. Positive Changes put me back in control. I didn't really give up anything, but I just made better choices. I had no deprivation. If I really wanted something, I had a couple bites, and then really didn't want the rest of it.
Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling a little lost, powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most, Passados is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PasadosSafeHaven.org. That's P-A-S-A-D-O SafeHaven.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's a New Day. It's a New Day.
It is.
I'm Dawn Marie, your host.
It always is.
Okay. Well, we're working with Shadow Sides. Who do we have?
Well, every day I can't get you out of my head either.
I know. Thank you.
I know. I had to work off of that somehow, right? Ron from Sammamish is waiting patiently. He's looking for some more prosperity in his life. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And thank you, Dawn, for being on this planet.
Hey, thanks for calling. What's going on with you, Ron?
Well, I've been in this prosperity blockage for a while, and I'm looking for the time period that it's going to come out and what I can do to remove the blockage.
Okay. So before we pick a card, just so I'm clear, okay, can you define prosperity for me, Ron?
Prosperity to me would be being able to write a check and take my family on a extended vacation, write a check and buy shoes for orphans and find pleasure in that, to write a check and know that it's going to be doing good in the world somewhere.
Okay, so it's money.
Oh, well, okay, money.
Okay, all right.
Just nip it in the bud there.
So what I want you to do is say when.
When.
Okay. Okay, well, Ron, prosperity comes in many forms, okay?
And I know it
does. And one of the things, you know, you picked the conditioning card, known as the devil. It's a master. So this is really up for you right now. And you have a lot of help around you on this, okay? So one of the things that I'm getting around you is that you are prosperous. You have a lot of prosperity around you. You're afraid of it. It's trying to come to you more and more. I'm seeing success connected to this. And do you feel successful?
In certain areas, yes. In certain areas, no.
Okay. Well, let's look at the areas that you said no to. Because we love the areas that you feel successful in. What area in your life are you not feeling successful in?
I sell what's called Kangen water.
Say that one more time.
Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N.
Okay.
It is a water device imported from Japan. It's been in hospitals for the last 34 years over there.
Okay.
And I'm trying to generate interest here for people. And it just seems that it's rejected.
Okay.
And I put a lot of Reiki energy into it. I put a lot of love into it when I'm talking to people. And they just don't understand the health benefits of it.
Okay. Tell me the health benefit of it, Ron.
The health benefit of it, it hydrates the body. It converts the body back from the acid state into the alkaline state as we're born.
I agree
with
you.
As we know, all the acid creates the diseases in bodies.
Correct.
And we're trying to use this device to turn that around so we can maintain the acid alkaline.
So what it's doing is it's creating a new balance within our systems.
It is.
Okay. And is this a really expensive device? Is it something I can put in my home? What is it?
It's a device that you put in your home.
Uh-huh.
You can afford it at $21 a month.
Wow. It's very reasonable.
Yes. And
most people spend more than that on bottled water, which is pure toxic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, our website shows the test and shows how the water is toxic. And Dasani, vodka is less toxic than some of the waters out there.
Right. Stay with it. All right. And I'm going to agree with you. I think you do put love around it. I think you completely believe in it. Don't get frustrated just yet, all right? Because what you're doing is you're bringing something new in, and you're a way shower. You're leading people into this new way, and you're breaking conditioning. You're saying, look, you know, give them a sample of it. Have them taste the vibration of it, because there's a lot in the vibration of this water that can't be spoken of. And just have them close their eyes, feel the water going down. Have them give samples of sips. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I give them all a 3-day sample.
Great, because they're needing to just gently remember the vibration, and you yourself need to go back now and feel that vibration and take that vibration and find the verbiage, because that's the missing link. It's not that the prosperity isn't there. It's just that you don't have all of the information just yet as to how and what you're talking about. So you got to bring your physical element into it. You yourself have to feel this, Ron.
Right.
Can you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's it, because that's, and you're really, to have the devil up here is that you are breaking free of that conditioning. Don't get discouraged when, you know, everything doesn't come rushing at us sometimes. It's sometimes there's a reason and a timing, and you're on a timing right now. And I think you're getting very close to that time frame where this is going to bust out. Make sure you pick your avenues of educating people on this in spiritual arenas. Let the spiritual people pick this up, all right? Because they're the ones that are going to go out and tell everybody else about it. This is going to travel more through word of mouth. So, you know, find yourself in the arenas where, you know, people are spiritual who will really comprehend this. And you sent Benny an email. I'd like you to drop me an email and send me your contact information, because I'd be interested in one of these.
Okay, alrighty. I will send Benny an email, and he can send me yours.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for calling, and stay with it. You're doing great.
Okay, I will keep that positive.
It's coming. Change is coming for you. You're just about 6 to 8, maybe 12 weeks at the most out from it, but get it into the spiritual environment.
Okay. I will do that.
Thanks for calling. All right.
Cool. Thanks, Ron, for calling in. I think we got time for probably one more. Let's head off to Cheryl. Cheryl, I think it's Cher. I'm sorry. Cher's calling in from Kirkland, Washington. She's been seeing a lot of 444s lately. Let's see what's up. Cher.
Hello.
Hello, Cher. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
So what's going on?
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm calling. I've been seeing a lot of 444s, randomly, license plates, when I glance at the digital clock.
Had you never seen them before?
No, I have. This is like a theme in my life.
Okay. So this is something that's constantly coming around you.
Yes.
All right. Numbers are one of the ways that spirit talks to us. The 444 is a master number. It's here to help us build our foundation and to help us step in to the soul you were born to be, and to remind you that you have messages yourself. So when we're seeing master numbers of any kind, 11, 55, 44, and you triple those, right now in my clock I have 11, 55, 44, I was cracking myself up. When you triple those, you're actually getting the vibration of it around you right now. So whatever's going on when you see it, Cher, stop a moment, pay attention to your mindfulness and your creative soulfulness, and you're going to get an answer of something, and you're going to end up sharing it.
Oh, wow.
You see how that works?
Yes.
It's really cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
I knew there had to be some meaning, because it's just, it happens too often, you know, and I thought, what? Who's trying to tell me what, and what does this mean?
Okay, so let's pull a card for you really quick here. Say when.
When.
Oh, good. Okay. Ah. You get the Three of Wands, experiencing. I love that. Don't you just love the, you know, when you're open to receiving, stay with those numbers, because they're, and if you don't have a book on numerology, I'll tell you, one of my favorite books, I don't know if you can get it anymore. It's by Jeannie, and it's called Spiritual Numerology.
Mm-hmm.
In this book, she talks about the karmic numbers as well, you know, 13, 15, 17, there are karmic numbers, 19. But she gives you a really beautiful breakdown of spiritual numbers and the core. And if they're really, if you're in a place where you're really seeing them a lot, they're with you a lot. I love, I see double numbers, I'm immediately paying attention to what's going on around me. What are you trying to show me? Because it's a means of spirit breaking through and giving us a sign.
Wonderful.
Okay.
All right, Dawn. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, what a great show we had today. I want to thank everybody for sharing yourself with us and all the listeners out there. Hopefully somebody touched you in your heart today, and if so, share it. We'll be back next week with Mitch Bartos, and we're going to talk about the Mayan prophecies for 2009. You're going to want to podcast this if you are not going to be able to listen to this show. This is a very, very important show to my heart. It is the release of the 2009 Mayan prophecies by Carlos Barrios. So go to my website, dawnsvision.com. Get the podcast loaded down because you're going to want to go back and listen to this. For everybody else out there, you have a truly wonderful, gentle, loving week. Give yourselves a hug. Give someone else a hug. God bless.
You've been listening to It's a New Day with host Dawn Marie Stansfield. To contact Dawn Marie personally, please visit her website at dawnvision.com. And be sure to tune in next Monday to KKNW AM 1150 at 11 a.m. Pacific for more uplifting, inspiring conversations with Dawn Marie and her guests.